You're listening to SBS News.
There's been a remarkable achievement during the Australian Olympic swimming trials.
It's a world record! A world record!
Queenslander Kayleigh McEwen set a world record in the women's 100-metre backstroke. Her time of 57.45 beat the previous world record of 57.57 held by United States Regan Smith. It's an achievement that Australia should be celebrating. Instead, her triumph has been overshadowed by a shocking report that has exposed a toxic culture in the sport. Former athlete Jenny McMahon won gold in the 200-metre free relay and silver in the 200-metre free at the Commonwealth Games in 1990. She was just 15 years old, and today she says it's the psychological trauma that she can never forget.
Young athletes are being damaged by participating in this culture, and that's heartbreaking for the sport that I love so much and heartbreaking for the athletes. I had disordered eating, and I had really bad body dysmorphia, and just unhealthy. Like one day I would eat a lot, and the next day I would starve myself. So I got help, and we worked out that it was from my experiences on the Australian swimming team, where I was weighed every day and body ridiculed, and I was introduced to bulimia by a senior swimmer on Swimming Australia to help maintain my weight.
Ms. McMahon has spent the last 14 years interviewing hundreds of elite athletes and coaches and found out she's not alone. She's uncovered widespread toxic coaching habits that left both men and women psychologically damaged.
There is a pattern that's coming out in the research findings. And, you know, some of the examples are like little kids being called dogs by their coaches because they're training like dogs and they're made to get out and roll around in the grass. Like young girls who are being discouraged from getting their period because they're going to grow boobs and a bum and that's going to make them swim slow. 11-year-old girl was caught eating a golden gay time and she was made to run 10Ks as punishment. And this hell week and hell month mentality where young kids and also elite are subjected to massive training loads and it's not even scientifically supported.
Ms. McMahon is now pushing for the Human Rights Commission to oversee an independent review of the sport to look at the past and present and allow for the future of the sport to ensure safety and compliance with human rights principles. Her message is being heard and other athletes are now speaking out. Australian swimmer Grant Hackett has told Nine's Today Show he's disappointed to hear the allegations.
To see this sort of stuff come out is so disappointing, and the people that are partaking in that sort of behaviour, they need to be weeded out of the sport. We need to get rid of those people, and we need to be progressing this sport forward. We need to be supporting young girls. We need to be supporting young boys that are in the sport and progressing, and we need to make sure that none of this stuff takes place.
Swimming Australia's Ethics and Integrity Committee has held an urgent meeting to discuss what they describe as concerning fresh details about an abusive culture in sport.
Athlete welfare, athlete wellbeing is an incredibly important issue. It's absolutely appropriate that it's being taken seriously. Swimming Australia are taking the matter seriously. We're very happy with the way Swimming Australia are moving and recognise it's a very important issue.
They've released a statement saying any allegations of misconduct are taken seriously and added that they are working on the formation of an independent female panel to investigate ongoing issues related to the swimmers' experiences. That panel was initially announced after silver medalist Madeline Groves withdrew from the Australian Olympic swimming trials last week and complained about misogynists exploiting female athletes. The panel has also been criticised for not being impartial. It is to be led by Swimming Australia director Tracy Stockwell, and it's unclear if the review will look at historic episodes. But the Australian Olympic chef de mission, Ian Chesterman, is satisfied with their progress.
Athlete welfare, athlete wellbeing is an incredibly important issue. It's absolutely appropriate that it's being taken seriously. Swimming Australia are taking the matter seriously. We're very happy with the way Swimming Australia are moving and recognise it's a very important issue.
With 5 weeks to go until the Olympics, attention would usually be on the Games. Instead, the performance of Swimming Australia is being closely watched. Danielle Robertson, SBS News.